the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, today marks 1 year since the assassination attempt on President Trump at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. While speaking at a crowd of more than 15,000 supporters at the Butler Farm Showgrounds, shots were fired by a would-be assassin on a nearby rooftop. Trump just happened to turn his head to reference a chart, and a bullet whizzed by, grazing his ear. A volunteer firefighter was killed in the attack, and three others were wounded. The gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by Secret Service agents. It's an active tick season across New Jersey and the Northeast. In New Jersey this summer, visits to emergency rooms for tick-related diseases are up 20%. Dr. Edward Lifshitz with the State Health Department's Infectious and Zoonotic Disease Program says what's driving that increase is complicated.
This has been a good spring for ticks because, as we well know, it's been both warm and wet. On the other hand, of course, if it's too wet or too hot, people don't go outside and don't come into contact with them.
Dr. Lifshitz says wear long sleeves, use bug spray, take lots of showers, and do routine tick checks anytime you go outside. An NJ Transit bus driver was charged in connection with a crash that left a police officer seriously injured. The Essex County prosecutor says a marked vehicle driven by Roseland police officer Mark Miller was hit by the bus that ran a red light at a high rate of speed on June 20th. Miller, who was on duty at the time, was taken via medical helicopter to a hospital. The 40-year-old driver, Jimmy Evera of Orange, is charged with fourth-degree assault by auto. New Jersey News brought to you by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 has named Acteon Networks our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit protectedproperty.com today and you'll discover why. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. A company based in Rahway in Union County has won FDA approval for the first ever annual flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum Shot has been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months old and older. The vaccination is an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month. The new treatment is manufactured by Intervet Incorporated, based in Rahway. On Wall Street, Dow closing up 73 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Careful on the roads. There's a flood watch in effect. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High humidity, you win. That is helping to fuel some strong, soaking thunderstorms as we move into this evening. Heavy rain, potential flooding, our biggest concerns here. There could be some pockets of multiple inches of rain, and that could really cause some problems if you're out and about this evening. So be very careful out there. Looks like we will dry out around midnight, give or take. Low temperatures tonight, sticky, steamy, lower 70s. A bit calmer tomorrow. We'll go from clouds to sun. Just a few showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy and hot with highs around 90 and then turning stormy again Wednesday afternoon and evening. Thursday, partly sunny skies with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the lower 90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
In Flemington, it is 86 degrees, Freehold 82, Pennsville 87. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by the Brook Arts Center. In the heart of Bound Brook, something stirs. Music, laughter, applause. The Brook Arts Center, where every night becomes a memory. Visit brookarts.org and step into the story.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.